New York's Environmental Protection Fund, the EPF, provides funds for open space, parks, solid waste and recycling, invasive species, waterfront revitalization, zoos, and numerous other programs across the state. It has been flat funded at $134 million since 2009. The budget agreement reached this week will increase state funding by $19 million to a total of $153 million. New York League of Conservation Voters Legislative Director Ricardo Gatla.
The EPF benefits regions throughout the entire state, and legislators understand that. They understand that it's a program that everyone in the state benefits from. And this increase of $19 million is certainly a step in the right direction, and moving forward, we hope to get that back up to $255 million, which is where we were before 2009, and at one point, upwards of $300 million.
Money for the Environmental Protection Fund comes from the real estate transfer tax. Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Democrat Robert Sweeney explains that this allocation of $19 million will come from bottle deposit money.
Over the last year or two, there has been a movement to try and get some of the unclaimed nickels from the bottle deposits, the bigger, better bottle bill that we did a few years ago, which, you know, logically should be going for environmental-type things, and get them moved over to help support the EPF. And $15 million of the increase is from that, and an additional $4 million this year is from some changes that we made to help prevent fraud with regard to the bottle bill, and that we believe will result in an additional $4 million for the EPF this year, and overall $8 million a year beginning next year.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan notes that the EPF is the capital project account through which most of the state's major environmental initiatives are paid.
We're thrilled to see that the overall amount is increased by $19 million this year, and we're happy to see that some important categories have been increased, including invasive species and open space protection. Mainly, this will allow for increases in accounts that have not been funded to their fullest extent that the state would like to fund them.
Sheehan adds that they would like to see a substantial increase in future investment in the fund.
What we've seen is that the economy tends to improve by about $5 for every dollar invested in the Environmental Protection Fund. It has that kind of multiplying effect by providing not just money for important projects, but the jobs that are required in order to get those projects accomplished.
Assemblyman Sweeney believes the importance of the EPF flies under people's radar far too often.
They may get funding for a project that they may understand that it comes from the state, but they don't know that it comes from the EPF. And the EPF is funding an awful lot of programs and projects that are really very, very important on a daily basis in our local communities. And that's the significance of making sure that we provide sufficient support for the EPF.
The State Environmental Protection Fund was created in 1993. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.